All right, well then we'll get started. We'll call the meeting to order. Adoption of the agenda.
So moved. John Phillips.
Second. All those in favor?
Yes.
Opposed? Thank you. Approval of the minutes? June 4th?
John Phillips approves that.
Second. Thank you. All those in favor?
Yeah.
Opposed? Thank you. Okay, we have no new business, but we do have business arising from the minutes, and it's just the draft tree and vegetation management plan review. Where we left off is we had those notes brought in for everybody to have a second chance to look at it. Mr. Weir, if you want to just give an update on where we're at and what the next steps are, and if there's anything else that needs to come to the tree.
It's unfortunate that Luke's not here because he had a piece that he sent around to all the committee members yesterday, sort of stating where he was at with that. And he wasn't happy with the first draft. It took, forwarded all the member comments and was waiting for a draft back. Or I think he was waiting for an estimate of the cost to revise it, with some more direction. So, I'm sure I'm not speaking to it as well as he could have, but he circulated that yesterday. So I think that's our update right now.
Okay. Is there any other comments from the committee on the draft tree and vegetation management plan? Ray, go ahead.
I'm just curious, are we going to get to see each other's comments? I know I sent the email back approving it. Has anyone else done that?
I did, but I haven't received any comments circulated.
Okay.
I did not send any comments in because I didn't have any issues that I needed to address. I was impressed with the document. The only thing I have to contribute at this meeting is suggestions for next steps. So it's not really. So if the record needs to show anything, it's that I fully support the document as is.
Okay.
If there's another, if it comes around again and there's some suggestions, then I'll respond to that.
So if I can, Councillor Filmer, think there the request was made to circulate other people's comments, and we are perfectly happy to do that. I think in the process of doing it, we just wanted to make sure that everybody else gave their approval for that circulation before we did it. So I think that's the process.
Okay. Maybe we can go from there. I mean, there's not a whole lot for us to really discuss on it because it's still in the draft form there. Is there anything else from the committee? I don't think it's time for recommendations yet because it still needs to be amended and then it still needs to go back to council. I can guarantee once it goes to council for the first time, it'll come back to committee. I can almost guarantee that.
Would you like me to briefly give you what my suggestion is? And I don't know, Robert's Rules of Orders, whether we need to all approve it, but I just think that it wasn't really a comment. It's just a suggestion for next steps. And the suggestions I have will not significantly alter that report.
Sure. If you want to, I'll give you the floor for that, John.
Okay. Thanks. So once again, I think it was very well done. The priorities made sense to me. The community climate change was acknowledged, or it needed to. You people had a community climate change adaptation plan in March of 2020. Is that correct? Yeah.
Correct.
Well, it must be. So I looked at that on your website, and I thought it was impressive as well. Really my suggestions are next steps. So I think we need to measure the existing and planned systems and make a continual improvement type approach because the world is changing all the time, particularly this topic about how climate change is still moving. I think it's important to take advantage of some existing programs. There's, you look at the Ministry of Forests, they have a Fire Smart program. There's other programs that are out there from the city and Duncan and other communities, and there's other approaches as well, what people are doing. Some other approaches, I don't know if you're familiar with permaculture, seems to be gathering some steam. I'll just read what it is here. It's a way for humans to consciously design systems that support ourselves for food production, energy, buildings, transportation, technology, human relationships, and all of that. So it's, I think this permaculture is one good example of how it's going to be blended into running a town and other communities. You know? So tree hazard is also available from Ministry of Forests, because some of these things we do, it creates safety issues. And I think there should be some specific concerns that we have in Qualcomm Beach currently. With the issues related to salmon in particular, salmon habitat. So that great project down at the beach is going to have some benefit to that. But there's other things going on. There's a lot of logging going on upstream, up above the town of Qualcomm Beach. That's basically my approach, from stuttering a little bit, but it's just, we need to say what, if it's not really missing from a report because it doesn't fit in there, but I would, whether that individual does further work on it or somebody else does, but it's a matter of measuring what we have currently, what the town of Qualcomm Beach has currently, and where they're going and how, what the expectation is for improvement. You know?
Right.
Some sort
okay.
of, it's not always numbers, but it's next steps, it really is my thought. So that was missing, but I didn't respond to it because I thought the report was fine.
Okay.
I'm done.
If you do want to see some action on those types of things, John, it might be good to put that in writing and send that out to staff in the committee, and then it can be reviewed as well. And if we wanted, whether it's recommendations or additions or something or changes, then the committee
okay.
can have a look at that and then review it. And then when we meet next, and we can refer that if it's something the committee feels to refer to council, we can.
Okay. It'll be brief, but it'll.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm done.
Okay. So as Mr. Weir said, like we can, if everyone's okay with exchanging everyone else's notes for the committee, other committee members to see and share. Staff will do that. Is there any other discussion on the draft tree and vegetation management plan?
Not from John Phillips.
Okay, then we will move on. We do have one referral from council. It's a letter that was sent to us. It was from the July 15th regular council meeting. And it's a correspondence from the city of Roslyn. It's about the Global Covenant of Mayors for Climate and Energy Change. Did everyone have a chance to review that letter?
Yes.
Is there any recommendations yep. from the committee from that letter?
Well, I've read it too. I was somewhat amused if you've ever been to that fine community. It's old copper smelters and things like that. And the trees are just barely coming to life 50 years later, you know. So it's probably the most polluted community in British Columbia in its day. So I'm sure it's a project they're going to have to do for a long time. So I guess what I'm saying is that we're quite different than they are. You know, I think we're better off dealing with a community on Vancouver Island.
Okay.
In respect to them, thanks for sending us your information. You know,
Sure. Is there any other discussions on that? No recommendations from the committee on that? We're just going to leave it at the letter form then?
Perfect. Yeah, so.
Okay. Okay, that works for me.
I guess we need to tell you that we did read it, I guess.
Yeah, part of the agenda there. But if there's no recommendation to the committee, council sent it to see if the committee had something they wanted to do with it. If there's nothing, then we'll carry on with that.
We don't. Yeah, I don't think it's a value to Qualica Beach. I think we're well ahead of that.
Mr. Weir, do you think there's anything else? There's those two council motions, but I don't think there's anything needed from the committee on those.
Unless they wanted to make comment or had some opinions on them.
So under 5, subsection 3, there are council motions for July 15th. Council did approve the motion that the committee sent for the replanting of the trees along Hemsworth there about the when we removed the vegetation from the school connector trail. So if there's any more comments on that, now is your time.
Well, I have some. When that pathway, the paved pathway over Beach Creek to Village Way, it was planted, and there's lots of lovely trees, spruce trees and all kinds of other things that you guys planted that, and it's coming along fine. I don't see an issue there regarding, I think it was well done, and I think it's safe for kids to ride bike to school and all of that. And the area that they wanted to plant trees, when you look at it, it's all in grass now, and I'm not sure I understand the purpose of it,
right,
of having more trees there. It's right next to the Heritage Forest. Yep. If it's an extension of Heritage Forest, it might be fine.
Councillor Filmer?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I think a bit of the history here is that the council is receiving lots of public pressure as a result of what we were required to do on the Hoy Lake Road part of the trail. And that section is inside the Island Corridor Foundation Railway, and they have very clear guidelines on what we are supposed to do with vegetation. And basically, if we got within a certain distance of the center line of the tracks, they want all vegetation removed and nothing growing over 300 millimeters tall. So it's not that, you know, staff or the designers wanted to nuke a whole bunch of vegetation. We were following the guidelines for building a trail within their right-of-way. But as a result of the loss of trees, it was suggested and felt that, well, if we can find someplace else in the community that is devoid of trees, well, we can plant some as a replacement. So the Hemsworth Road corridor is extremely wide. It only has a very narrow paved section of roadway, and the opportunity is there to try and plant a bit more of a transition into what remains of the second phase of the Brown property forest. So that's the history sort of behind it.
Perfect. Thank you for that. Yeah, Ray, go ahead.
I think this is a tremendous idea. It's a really good idea, and I just want to say thank you for having this done.
Excellent. All right. If there's no more comments on that, we do have the last one there. We do have the new committee member to welcome. I see David's down there. Hello.
Sorry, it took me a while. I had to reload the whole program again this morning, so I'm sorry I'm late.
That's right. I'll just give you an update on what we discussed. Really, the big thing that the committee is dealing with right now is the draft tree and vegetation management plan.
Right.
So right now, it's still in the draft form. It came to committee a while back. Committee members got to pick through it, send their comments in for changes. That's the stage we're at now. Now those comments are going to be distributed amongst the rest of the committee. Then we'll go from there. It's not quite ready. From what I understand, Mr. Weir, you can correct me on this, I don't believe it's quite ready to go to council yet. I believe we're keeping it at the committee level for a little longer. Is that correct?
That's correct. Mr. Sales is not happy with some things in the current form, and he's waiting for him to respond on how much it's going to cost to get those fixed up.
Excellent. So it's going to stay at the committee level now. So, David, if Have you had a chance to review the draft tree and vegetation management plan, or do you have the plan?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Okay. So if you have any changes that you want to see put into that, just put them down in note form and send them in to Bernadette. She's on here as well.
Right.
And give you her contact information. Yeah. Send that in, and then it'll get reviewed by Mr. Sales and then distributed amongst the committee, and then we'll meet again and we'll go through those comments again.
Right. Thank you.
Looking at our agenda, there is nothing else. So a motion to adjourn would be appropriate.
I'll make a motion.
Move.
I'll second.
Second. So all those in favor?
Yep.
All right. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone. We will see you next time.
Thanks.
Thank you.